Thank you for watching or listening to this free podcast of the Young Turks. We want to make sure that you get some portion of the show every day. But if you want the full show, which is actually 5 segments, come become a member and support independent media as well. TYTnetwork.com/join. Meanwhile, enjoy the free podcast. All right, welcome to the Young Turks. I'm your host, Jake Huger. We got a great show ahead for you guys. Came down all of a sudden there. All right, we got a lot of talk of corruption today. In the next segment, I'm going to talk to you about Nick Mulvaney and what he's doing to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They are dismantling it in an unbelievable way, out of control. And they're just basically declaring they're for the banks. But the details of that story are maddening. And then we're going to turn to a funnier story of corruption, and that is about these so-called prosperity preachers. It's preaching the prosperity gospel. Now, is that for you? Are you going to get prosperity? Oh, no, 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 no. Prosperity is for them. So the way that they are asking for jets and receiving them is ungodly. Okay, so that's in the next segment, and that is both dispiriting, if you will, but also hilarious. So don't miss that. And a little bit later in the program, speaking of dispiriting, the Donald Trump's racism towards Haitians has now taken a more action-oriented turn. So it's not just calling them derogatory terms anymore. They are beginning to discriminate against them. So we will tell you how. Okay. Now, but before in this segment, I'm going to do nothing but make fun of Trump. Now, having said that, let me keep it real and make fun of myself first. So we had these shirts that one of you guys asked for, and then we immediately did them, and I was wearing them today. Very stable genius, right? That okay? Boom. ShopTYT.com. So, but why do I show it to you? So there was a string coming out of the shirt this morning, and so I decided that I was going to cut it. So I got scissors, I cut it, and what did I do? I cut the shirt instead. I don't know if you can see it. I'm like, oh, I got this one. Oh, I seeked it, right? Okay. You know why? Because I'm a very stable genius. And I just looked at the shirt and was like, fitting. I have two great qualities. One is that I do not cut my shirts unnecessarily. And the other is that I am a very stable genius. All right, anyways, let's do the show over here. Okay. So Donald Trump, of course, in a world of trouble on this Russian investigation, he has to deal with the special counsel. The special counsel, Robert Mueller, would like to talk to him. Trump's lawyers are desperately trying to prevent that. Why? Because they are aware that their client is an idiot. One of those lawyers is the curiously named Ty Cobb. And he thinks, okay, please, please, Mr. President, do not go testify. It's a trap. So why? If you got nothing to hide, no reason for it to be a trap. You go and say, well, no, the Russians, they got nothing to do with them, right? Anyway, but I wanted to read you his quote because I found it amusing. Ty Cobb, Trump's lawyer, says, I would hope that a fair-minded office of the special counsel would approach it in a dutiful way consistent with precedent, and it wouldn't be a mere perjury trap. Why is he worried about a perjury trap? Because he's been sitting with Donald Trump all these days. He's like, there's no way he's not going to lie. There's no way he's not going to lie. So even his best friends say he's a pathological liar. You see it every single day, the flip-flops from one line to another to another. So his lawyer, he's like, but the thing is, you're thinking, well, this is obvious. Why would he go testify, right? And Mueller is incredibly smart. He's got these team of investigators who are really experienced. Why would Trump go into that? Because remember, Trump thinks he's like a really smart person. He thinks he's a very stable genius. Look at me, I'm very, very stable genius. Anyway, shoptyt.com to get that shirt. Anyway, so Trump's like, I got this. I'm going to go speak to Mueller. And I'm going to show him how smart I am, okay? And I'm going to testify bigly. And his lawyers are like, no, don't do that. Whether they think he did it or not, they're pretty sure that if he goes and talks on the record, he's going to lie, then he's going to be up on perjury charges. I hope. Hey, you know what? If Donald Trump, if you're listening, I know this is not on Fox and Friends, so it's not likely. But if you're listening, are your lawyers telling you you're dumb? Are they saying that Robert Mueller is smarter than you? I mean, that is ridiculous, right? Because if there's two things I know about you, one is that you are very stable and have always been mentally stable, and two is that you are like a really smart person. Show Ty Cobb how much smarter you are than Robert Mueller. No, the trap's not for you. The trap's for Mueller. Go get him, big guy. Cross your fingers. Okay, moving on. How many times am I going to go to that shirt today? All right. John Kelly is the chief of staff for Donald Trump. He's a former general, and so he was brought in to bring some degree of order to the White House, and he did. And he's been widely praised for that. Now they're in the middle of these budget negotiations. If they don't have a budget by the end of Friday, the government's going to shut down. He's trying to avoid that. There's a couple of different factors that are involved here. CHIP, which is children's health insurance, is on the table. DACA, the DREAM Act for the undocumented immigrants who are children who were brought here when they were younger, is on the table for discussion. And then finally, of course, the wall. Now, the problem is Trump wants the wall, but it doesn't make any sense. You can't do a wall over the mountains, the rivers, but he never understood that. So he kept saying, we're going to do a big, beautiful wall across the whole border. And can he get Mexico to pay for it? Of course not. That's preposterous. He never understood any of those things. And it's incredibly expensive, and he never understood that. So they're trying to talk some sense into him. And John Kelly's going to talk about that. Now, everything he says here is relatively true, except that that's going to get under Donald Trump's skin. So let's watch first.
The Washington Post has a story. It says Kelly calls some of Trump's campaign pledges on immigration wall uninformed, meeting attendees say. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told Democratic lawmakers Wednesday the United States will never construct a physical wall along the entire stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border.
I told him that, you know, this has been an evolutionary process that this president has gone through as a campaign. And I pointed out to all of the members that were in the room that they all say things during the course of campaigns that may or may not be fully informed. So he has evolved in the way he's looked at things. Campaign to governing are two different things, and this president is very, very, very flexible in terms of what is within the realm of the possible.
So a couple of things there. First, just a side note. I like how he's like, look, you guys are all politicians. You know you lie during the campaign. And like, oh, that's true, that's true. So I like that that's just taken as a given. That's how Washington is. Okay, now on to Trump. He says his position has evolved. You know what evolved means in political world? It means, yeah, he was lying before and now he's changed it to this. But with Trump, there's an extra layer. He's a dumbass. So before he thought he really could get a wall across the mountains, and now he realizes, oh yeah, well, I guess that's dumb, isn't it? So Kelly says some of his positions were uninformed. Okay, now all that is of course true, of course, and everybody in the room knows it, all the senators know it, but the only person who doesn't know it is Donald Trump. So one of the White House officials calls Axios after seeing that on Fox going, uh-oh, this is not gonna go well. Man, this is gonna get under Trump's skin. Because they said this is John Kelly trying to be like Bannon, like, hey, I'm actually trying to direct the president to the right thing, otherwise he's a knucklehead, which of course is enormously true. It's the truest thing that's ever been said. But Trump doesn't like to hear that. And lo and behold, Trump watches it on Fox and then starts fuming. So that source was exactly right. And then Trump can't help himself, so he tweets out, the wall is the wall. It has never changed or evolved from the first day I conceived of it. And I love this second one. Parts will be of necessity, a see-through, we'll come back to that. And it was never intended to be built in areas where there's natural protection, such as mountains, wastelands, or tough rivers or water. No, you said it was going to be on the entire border. Now, all of a sudden, it appears your position has evolved. And you're like, oh, there's mountains of water there. Rio Grande, what's that? Okay. Yeah, knucklehead, that's why we said you couldn't build a wall across the whole border. That was the whole point. So, okay, or certainly part of the point. Now, the other part is, Wait, what does it mean? What do you mean see-through? You're going to build a wall made of glass so you can see through it? No. You're going to make cement wall that you can see through? No. Oh, he means a fence. What happened? I thought it was going to be a wall. You know who else promised the fence in parts of the border? Hillary Clinton. That was her exact campaign pledge. She said, there's rivers and mountains where we don't need a wall or a fence, and in all the other areas, I'm going to build a fence. Congratulations, Donald Trump. You now have Hillary Clinton's position. See through. That ain't no wall. Your position has evolved. You were completely uninformed. Kelly's right about that. So, look, if it turns out at the end of the day, they waste a lot of money building like a nice wall that then they shoot video of him, air on Fox 24/7, and the rest they build a fence, which is cheaper. Okay, then I'm glad his position has evolved. And if that's the compromise, maybe I could live with it. But he ain't building no wall across the border. And if you really believe that, you're an idiot. And now this clearly proves it. Otherwise, tell me now. Did you think that Trump was going to build a see-through wall the whole time? Did you know it was a fence the whole time and not a wall? And so when he builds that fence, you're going to be okay with it? Look, that's for you conservatives to decide. But reality has a way of catching up with you, even if you're Donald Trump. They're not building a wall across the whole border. Okay. So, by the way, TikTok on John Kelly. So he thinks he's smarter than me. Well, he doesn't realize I'm like a smart person.
We need to talk about a relatively new show called the Republic, or UNFTR. As a Young Turks fan, you already know that the government, the media, and corporations are constantly peddling lies that serve the interests of the rich and powerful. But now there's a podcast dedicated to unraveling those lies, debunking the conventional wisdom. In each episode of the Republic, or UNFTR, the host delves into a different historical episode or topic that's generally misunderstood or purposely obfuscated by the so-called powers that be. Featuring in-depth research, razor-sharp commentary, and just the right amount of vulgarity, the UNFTR podcast takes a sledgehammer to what you thought you knew about some of the nation's most sacred historical cows. But don't just take my word for it. The New York Times described UNFTR as consistently compelling and educational, aiming to challenge conventional wisdom and upend the historical narratives that were taught in school. For as the great philosopher Yoda once put it, you must unlearn what you have learned. And that's true whether you're in Jedi training or you're uprooting and exposing all the propaganda and disinformation you've been fed over the course of your lifetime. So search for UNFDR in your podcast app today and get ready to get informed, angered, and entertained all at the same time.
Why can't I get this shirt? I am a very stable genius. ShopTYT.com. Okay. All right. Now we go on to Chip. Now these next two stories are amusing, but this one is amusing and unfortunately has a downside, which is that the policy is in a little bit of jeopardy. Okay. Okay. So here we go. Republicans and Democrats are in sensitive negotiations over the budget showdown. And they're trying to make a deal here. They've got the wall, they've got the Dream Act, and they've got CHIP as some of the bargaining chips here. CHIP is health insurance for young children. Now, Democrats have wanted it for a long, long time. It's been around for a long time. But in September, the Republicans blocked the funding on it. So they're now holding it hostage. So Democrats are saying, damn it. And this is what Republicans do. They take hostages that didn't exist before. Then they go, now you have to approve our draconian, terrible budget that you hate because we took the CHIP hostage and, you know, the Dream Act. So now you're going to give me the budget and the wall to do that trade. But wait, Trump said he'd do the Dream Act alone. Nah, just kidding. We're not going to do that. We just want more and more and more from you guys. Okay. But these negotiations are hard and they're made harder by the fact that Trump is president. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's why he keeps flip-flopping on the Dream Act, says in a private meeting, oh yeah, that'll pass, no problem. You should pass it clean. Don't attach it to the budget. Then the next day he turns around and goes, oh my God, you gotta attach it to the budget and I hate those all those poor countries' base. Are you happy with me? So Overall, the Republicans think it's a mess, literally. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell openly admitted Wednesday that he has no idea what President Trump wants. And so that's part of the problem. He's like, look, here's what I want. Here's what the Democrats want. But Trump keeps throwing in these insane tweets and demands every once in a while. And we have no idea what he wants. Okay. Senator James Inhofe, deeply conservative senator out of Oklahoma, says, quote, it's a mess. So now, but they've got Chip, and they're going to use that as, no pun intended, a bargaining chip. Okay, so here, Talking Points memo explains, amid this chaos, Republicans thought that attaching a 6-year reauthorization of CHIP to the short-term continuing resolution was a win-win. Democrats, who had railed for months that the GOP-controlled Congress had failed to fund the program, would have a tough time voting against it despite their opposition to other aspects of the package. And if it went down in flames, Republicans could cast the blame on Congress's minority party. So, like I told you, they need to get this budget passed. That's coming up right now. And they blocked funding for children's health insurance. And now they're saying, well, Democrats, you really, really want that. So if you want that, I'm going to put it in as part of this bill. And if you vote against it, then I'm going to say, oh, you're against the children. You're against the children. I'm going to show you a video about that in a second. But to give you a sense of exactly where they're going with this, Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers said, stop the obstruction to Democrats. Stop the games. There's no good reason to punish children. Not only are they voting to shut down the government, they're voting to deny children access to critical health care when they need it. Seems like she cares about the children. That's why she wants to pass this. Let's just note for the record here, as TPM does, Republicans control both chambers of Congress and could have passed the CHIP reauthorization at any time last year. In fact, they could pass it right this minute. They could just go, hey, we have the majorities. Oh, you guys want to take care of the children? Well, that's easy. And the Democrats are in favor of it anyway. This will be nearly unanimous. Let's call a vote. Boom, CHIP passes. We're done with it. Oh, but you don't care about the children. You want to play political games and hold those children hostage, their health care, their lives hostage, so that you can get your budget approved with all the lard and the pork in there for defense contractors and all of your crony capitalism that you loaded that budget up with, right? So in fact, let me show you a clip that J.R. Jackson, our legendary senior producer, put together of different Republicans pretending to care about the children. Keep in mind, they could pass it at any time if they want to. So all of this is ridiculous political gamesmanship. Watch.
We're also continuing discussions on government funding, a 6-year reauthorization of CHIP. These are really our most basic and fundamental responsibilities that we have serving in the House. And I call upon the Democrats to stop the obstruction, stop the games, and join us in getting it done.
I simply ask, how can you do this? How can you not give money to the most vulnerable, the most poorest, and the most sickest of our American society? Unfortunately, the answer is we see that the Democrats would rather support illegal aliens as opposed to our American children that need that money.
The Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. 2 times we have voted to move that off this floor. But both items, the Democrats have not only said no, they whipped their members to hold them back. We have states that are being challenged for their children's health. This is not a time to play politics.
I used to think that the Democrats thought the S-CHIP bill was bipartisan, that children's health insurance is a bipartisan bill. This was written by Republicans and Democrats. We've passed this extension twice this year. We're going to be bringing it to the floor again this week because real deadlines are occurring this Friday. And the real deadlines that occur this Friday are our men and women in uniform and children's health insurance in many states that will run out of money. And so that is why it is unconscionable to me that they would block funding for our military or cut off funding for these states that really will lose their funding for CHIP by playing these political games.
God, they're the worst. Politicians are so scummy. He says, oh, it's going to run out of money. But it had all the money that it needed until you blocked the funding in September. And you're oh my God, these Democrats, they don't want to pass it. Do a clean bill. They'll pass it tomorrow. They'll pass it this second. But they attach it to the things that they want. that the Democrats don't agree with. Their draconian budget that cuts money for the poor and the middle class and gives it to the rich. And then they're like, oh, what about the children? I can't believe the Democrats are playing political games. Now, unfortunately, we have a media that, despite the fact that they attack Trump all the time because he's not part of the establishment, still largely don't do their jobs. So they take that stuff at face value. I mean, at that press conference, there should be people like Jim Acosta. He's yelling at the White House. Go yell at those guys. Those guys have been lying to us for 40 straight years, Republicans and Democrats. So why aren't you out there going, wait a minute, you could pass CHIP right now. Why don't you just put it up for a vote right now? Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? But then the reporters are, oh, okay, he said, she said, as long as they're part of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, I'm not going to say anything. Anyway, that is greatly frustrating to me, as you can tell. And that's what's great about the internet. Now we get to call them on their BS. They used to get away with that stuff all the time. But here's where the story takes a funny turn. So the Republicans have this plan, and the Democrats are paid to lose. So they're supposed to go, oh, golly gee, you took a hostage back in September. Okay, then, oh, good. You get the Dream Act, that's 70% popularity. Okay, because of those two hostages, I'll give you the wall and I'll give you your crappy budget, right? So they're in the middle of executing that, which I've seen happen my whole life. That's how this game is played. Except Trump's an idiot and he doesn't know that the game is played that way. So they're using it for a short-term extension, right, of the budget. But Trump didn't get the memo. So he tweets out, CHIP should be part of a long-term solution, not a 30-day or short-term extension. At which point the Republicans go, no, why did you tweet that? No, the whole point was to trick them into voting for our short-term extension of the budget by including CHIP in there, you idiot. And look, I like that he blew up their plan totally accidentally, and I guarantee you he flip-flops on this once somebody walks in the office and goes, hey, moron, sit down, let me explain to you how this works, right? Now, am I making this stuff up, or are Republicans actually frustrated? Did Trump actually blow it? Well, let's go to the Republicans and find out. Here is Lindsey Graham. We don't have a reliable partner at the White House to negotiate with. Okay, here's Mitch McConnell.
Looking for something that President Trump supports, and he's not yet indicated what measure he's willing to sign. As soon as we figure out what he is for, then I would be convinced that we were not just spinning our wheels.
As soon as we figure out what this moron thinks he's doing, I don't know what he's for. That's Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, throwing up his hands going, do you know what Trump wants? I don't know what Trump wants. Trump doesn't know what he wants. You're dealing with an absolute child here. Finally, one more for you guys. Senator John Cornyn, number two in the pecking order in the Senate for the Republicans, says, when asked, hey, what did he mean by that tweet? This is totally against what your proposals have been for this entire time. He says, quote, I'm not sure what the president means. Yep, he's as dumb as you think he is. And all the Republicans are like, ah, Jesus Christ, back to the drawing board. Now what are we going to do? Look, I guarantee you this, that if Trump actually genuinely wants to protect the children and doesn't want it to be part of this negotiations, I'll come back on here and give him all the credit in the world, okay? But that's not what's happening. What's happening is, as usual, the buffoon has no idea what the policy is, no idea what kind of negotiations were going on. Remember, this is the guy who claimed to be the master of the deal, the art of the deal, which he, of course, didn't write. Anyway, that now looks like they're in trouble, and I hope it does get blown up because that's a crappy deal. Okay, now we go to Pennsylvania. Already this story is awesome based on graphics alone. All right, so Pennsylvania 18 has a special election coming up because Tim Murphy apparently had a mistress who he then asked to get an abortion when he pretends to be pro-life. Very, very standard Republican story. Oh yes, nobody should get an abortion. But I was having sex with a mistress and I'm family values. Well, of course I had to get an abortion, right? So whoever wants to stay, whoever wants to run, Tim Murphy's gone. So they're doing a special election. Now it's a heavily Republican district, very pro-Trump. So they'd like Trump to go there and campaign because now the Republicans are in a little bit of a panic. They've lost 34 special elections, including in a rural, deeply red district in Wisconsin a couple of days ago. So the Hill explains that Trump will visit coincides with a concerted national effort in the district. So Trump's going to go. And this is all part of their effort to make sure that they win that seat. They explain further, national groups have spent more than $1 million peppering the airwaves with advertising, with more spending on building out a ground game for Saccone. Saccone is the guy running in the race for the Republicans, Rick Saccone. Okay? So he's a state rep right now, and they're obviously trying to make him a United States representative. So this is all in an effort to help Saccone. Now, the problem is that if you're the president, you're not supposed to go give campaign speeches. The Republicans need to pay for it, and they don't want to pay for it. Those are really expensive when the president travels. You're supposed to be pretending to be on official business, okay? And then, oh, golly gee, my official business happened to be where you're about to have this election. But look, I saw a tank. It's official business, right? So now let me give you more details on it, and then I'll get to Trump's tweet, which you're going to love. Trump is scheduled to give a speech at a local manufacturing plant, not to hold a campaign event for GOP State Senator Rick Saccone, who is running for the March 13 special election and is expected to be in the audience. So that's the official line that they're giving to the press. And so far, so good. It's working out fine. The Hill also explains the White House has repeatedly sought to frame the trip as an official stop, not a campaign event. Okay. So what does Donald Trump do? He tweets this. We'll be going to Pennsylvania today in order to give my total support for Rick Saccone running for Congress in a special election. Rick is a great guy. We need more Republicans to continue our already successful agenda. You schmuck, you just admitted you're going for campaign reasons, not for official reasons. Oh, I didn't know that. I don't do any homework. All I do is play golf and watch Fox and Friends. I wish I hadn't tweeted that. That's going to cost us a lot of money. When Sarah Huckabee Sanders is asked about it, she says, while the president has made his clear his support for Republican candidates throughout the country, including in Pennsylvania, the purpose of today's visit is to promote the president's successful agenda, especially on taxes. It's about policy. You're embarrassing yourself. Please stop. Could that tweet have been any clearer? I'm going for, he capitalized, show it again. He capitalized Rick Saccone. In case you were unclear, he was going to campaign for Rick Saccone. We'll be going to Pennsylvania today, not to do policy or to promote my taxes, in order to give my total support for Rick Saccone running for Congress. Remember, this is about campaigns. I don't know if you know this, Trump is like a really smart person. Okay, I gotta take a break, guys. When we come back, who does more terrorism in America? Well, we have the official numbers. Probably the rest of the media would be shocked to find out. So only Washington and New York would. You guys aren't going to be surprised. Right-wing extremists or Muslim extremists. But over a stretch of years, I've got a lot of numbers for you guys. And then what they're doing to Trump administration doing to help the banks is just ungodly. And speaking of ungodly, the prosperity preachers. You're going to love that story. By the way, as we go to break here, if you miss any part of the show, become a member. You can podcast it anytime you want. Fast forward, rewind if you like. TYTnetwork.com/join. Go. You're right in the middle of this podcast. We got another great segment coming up for you. If you'd like the full show, which is actually 5 segments, go to tytnetwork.com/join. You become a member, you support the show, you support independent media, and you get the whole 2-hour show ad-free every day. Let's go do it now. Kasparian came in here. Busted my chops for taking too long. All right, I hear you, Casper. Okay, she's coming up next and she has some great stories. All right, let me read quick tweets before I get to my final story of the day. Don't you see I'm local, right, Sim? Islamic terrorists are also right-wingers. That's a great point, and I don't mention it every time, but I should. They're the right wing of the Islamic world. I am Sox says, when they say play to your base, they don't mean let Nazis kill people. At least that's what they... Not what they used to mean. Okay. Crayfish Caddy says, There's no money to be made off of right-wing terror hysteria. That's why it's downplayed. Well, that's part of it. The other part of it is that it's hard to make the right wing the others, because they're roughly half the country. It's easier to say, oh, Muslims, they're the others. They're scary. Gays, they're the others. They're scary. They used to say that about divorced people until they became too large a percentage of the population. Then they're like, oh, that part in the Bible where it says you shouldn't get divorced, we're dropping that. Nobody cares about that anymore. It's too hard to demagogue on that. And by the way, member shout outs are Gabriel Arenas and Kathy Scheller. Thank you for supporting the show. TYTnetwork.com/join. Oh my God, I did a story about the banks. Tell you, look, we have our sponsor, you guys know about it, aspiration.com. They're the lib bank, but you can't call them a bank. Anyway, and they're the libs because they give away way too much money, 1% interest rate when the others are like at 0.025 or something. There's no money for using any ATM in the country, either from your bank or their bank. There's no monthly minimums. I mean, they give away 10% to charity. They're clean. Blah, blah, blah. First of all, I don't know why conservatives aren't going over there and going, libs, give me the money. But I've decided that going forward, when someone's overly generous, I'm going to say they're aspiration.com, because those terms are too good. So anyway, that's my decision, and I'm sticking with it. So now let's go over here and tell you about people who have taken advantage of people's generosity. All right. Anna's right, I talk too much. Anyway, so Kenneth Copeland is one of these guys who claims to be a prosperity preacher. So what does that mean? That means he robs you for his own benefit. He says, oh my God, I talked to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he said that I need a mansion, and your dumbass has to pay for it. And then I talked to the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to believe this. He says, I need a yacht, and your dumbass needs to pay for it. And then now, lately, and a lot of them do this, and I'm going to give you a couple of examples here. White preachers do it, black preachers do it. They're like, oh, this is a good scam, man. These guys will believe anything. They think this guy walked on water with virgin birth. You know what? Guess what they need? It turns out I need a jet. And so this gentleman, Kenneth Copeland, asked for a jet, and he got it. They gave him money for his own jet. So he's beside himself. And so he did a video bragging about it and rubbing it in people's face. Oh, you gave me $100. Your kids can't eat for can't eat lunch for the whole week. Look at my jet, you moron. Serious.
We took possession of the Gulfstream 5, and we give God praise for it and thanksgiving. It is debt-free.
This is a big deal, man. It's a big airplane.
Hey, are you looking at this? Hey, are you seeing this? I hope so. You bought it.
You and Jesus.
Father, we thank you so, and I'm asking you now, sir, according to your word, bless our partners beyond measure. Yes, in the name of Jesus. For you said in 2002, I'm sending you new partners who are very strong financially, and they will obey me. And I will increase your longtime partners, and they will obey me. And you will not come short, and you will not fail, and you will not lack, and you will not come behind, and you will not be diminished. Praise God. Isn't that good?
Hallelujah.
And it's coming to pass. You know why? Jesus is Lord.
Man, they can find an excuse for anything in the Bible. They took that quote out of the Bible of you should be in the high places on earth. It doesn't mean you should be in a high place on a $36 million jet. And that's what this is. It's a $36 million jet. And you hear that cackle? Yeah! Right? He's laughing at you, you don't even know it. And when he was talking about partners, I was like, wait, is this a business or something? Does he have business partners? In which case, okay, if they made a lot of money, they buy a private jet, that's their business, not my business, right? No. By partners, they mean the schmucks in the pews who gave me their hard-earned money thinking they're going to heaven, when I just took their money and I turned it into a $36 million jet for my own ass. What are you doing with the jet? What, it's a big aeroplane. What do you need that big aeroplane for? I see you and your wife. What are you doing? Are you loading that plane up with dozens of people going to feed the hungry and the poor? No, he just likes to go around the country in comfort. Okay, in case you need clarity on that. By the way, he brags that it's debt free. Yeah, it's debt free because other people paid for it. Yeah, the people who mistrusted you and believed that you had their best intention of mine were the suckers who paid for it. That's why it's debt free. So in case you're confused about it, here's where he got the idea. Jesse Duplantis, who's another one of these scam artist preachers, him and Copeland sitting around what appears to be a kitchen table, but is not. It's a TV set meant to make it seem like, oh, they're so homely. And they're having a conversation about, hey, how are we going to pay for things? Like, oh, you're getting a bologna sandwich? How are we going to pay for that? No, but in their case, they're talking about jets. So listen.
Brother Copeland, I was flying home from a meeting, and I had come out of a glorious meeting. I had just finished, me and Creflo Dollar were preaching. Had a glorious meeting. So I was, for lack of a better way to say it, I was spiritually high. I said, people were saved, touched, and blessed. Got in the plane that God so graciously gave us. We're flying home. As I was going home, the Lord, real quickly, he said, Jesse, do you like your plane? Now, you know, I thought that's an odd statement. I said, well, certainly, Lord. He said, do you really like it? And I thought, well, yes, Lord. He said this, so that's it? I didn't know how to handle it. I went, what? He said, you're going to let your faith stagnate? And when he said that, that shocked me. I went, whoa, wait. I literally unbuckled my seatbelt, my plane. I stood up. My pilots looked around and said, do you need something? I said, no, I'm talking to God right now. And he went back to flying. I said, Lord, I don't think I was letting my faith stagnate. He said, so this is all I could ever do. I said, you're trying to tell me something. When God tells you your faith stagnating, you better start listening.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I thought, stagnating?
You can't stay here.
Yes.
You got to do this or you're going to do this.
He said this, you're on cruise control. You're moving, but no longer by your power. See?
That's what the DVD is about.
That's what that DVD is about.
Yeah, that's the DVD they're trying to scam you with. Okay, so get a load of this guy. First of all, he says, I talked to Creflo Dollar. We'll come back to Creflo Dollar because he's another preacher that rips people off for jets. I'll come back to you in a sec, okay? So they're all in it together. Okay, but then I was like, I had to watch that video twice. I'm like, wait, who was he talking to? Turns out he was talking to the Lord. In the plane, he was talking to God. And God, did you understand what he said? God says to him, your plane sucks. You got a private jet, not good enough. I don't want your faith to stagnate. You need to ask your dumbass followers for a bigger jet. That's what that conversation was about. Really? You remember when God interrupted you in the middle of something and said, hey, by the way, Bob, you need a bigger jet. Remember when you had that conversation with God? How could you believe this? How could you believe this, God? Oh, God, how could you believe this?
At TYT, we frequently talk about all the ways that big tech companies are taking control of our online lives, constantly monitoring us and storing and selling our data. But that doesn't mean we have to let them. It's possible to stay anonymous online and hide your data from the prying eyes of big tech. And one of the best ways is with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN hides your IP address, making your active ID more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. And it's also easy to install. A single mouse click protects all your devices. But listen, guys, this is important. ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET and Wired Magazine. So take back control of your life online and secure your data with a top VPN solution available, ExpressVPN. And if you go to expressvpn.com/TYT, you can get 3 extra months for free with this exclusive link just for TYT fans. That's expressvpn.com/TYT. Check it out today.
Really? You think that guy, that scam artist, is talking to God and God says, don't feed the poor, don't feed the needy, don't take care of the sick. You need a bigger jet. Who's that? Oh, God, man. Look, I love you guys. I don't want to yell at you that if you gave them your hard-earned dollars and you think you're going to heaven, but you're wrong. You're wrong. They're tricking you. They're laughing at you on that jet. Now, here's Copeland one more time talking to him and talking about taking a passenger airline. Ugh, then I'd have to be in there with regular people. Watch.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't have done that on an airliner.
No, sir. No way.
Stand up and say, what'd you say, Lord?
No.
Okay, no, yeah.
And the guy sitting over there saying, what the hell does he think he's doing?
You can't do that.
You can't do that. No, no. The world is in such a shape, we can't get there without this.
That's right.
We've got to have this. We would have, the mess that the airlines are in today, I would have to stop. I'm being very conservative. At least 75 to 80, more like 90% of what we're doing, because you can't get there from here.
It's impossible.
So and this was such a good illustration. I just, the Lord impressed me. That's why we're on that airplane. We can talk to God.
Glory
we
to God.
Can, we, it's true. It's, when I was flying for Oral Roberts, the Brother Deweese, my boss on the airplane, he said, now, Kenneth, this is sanctuary. It protects the anointing on Brother Roberts. And he said, you keep your mouth shut. Don't talk to him unless he talks. Because when he's on a meeting, he doesn't talk to anybody but God. Now, Oral used to fly airlines.
Right.
But even back there then, man, it got to the place where it was agitating his spirit.
Sure.
People coming up to him. He had become famous, and they wanting him to pray for him and all that. You can't manage that today.
Right.
This dope-filled world.
Right.
And get in a long tube with a bunch of demons.
Right. That's exactly the
thing. And it's deadly.
And he works on you hard. It really does.
That's what they think of you, man. Get in a long tube with demons. Who are the demons? We, regular people, to them, regular, ugh, demons. And then they're agitating your spirit by asking you to pray for them. I don't have time to pray for you, you idiot. Give me a jet. Give me a jet. That's going to be my sanctuary. How could you believe this? How could you believe this? We could get down 75, 85, 90% of what we need to do. If we didn't have a private jet, how are we going to do it? Got to feel fly with you regular people who we despise and call demons. Now you're going to want me to pray for you. You're a goddamn pastor. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pray for people. And God, their contempt for you is unreal. And yet you give them money so they can laugh at you behind your back. Jesus Christ, literally. Impossible. Yeah, nobody can get around this country on a regular jet. Nobody takes planes. Right? Don't you have your private jet? It's impossible to get around otherwise. I mean, what are you going to do, fly with all those demons? So, like I told you, another guy looking to get private jets who's another prosperity preacher is Creflo Dollar. And he already had a jet, but he thought that one's not good enough. And I'll show you why in a sec. So he asked his parishioners for not $36 million for a jet. Copeland flying too low. Creflo wanted $65 million for his jet. So he got a lot of heat for that. And then for a little while, because of the media attention, he said, okay, fine. I don't need a $65 million jet. And then once people stopped paying attention, you know what he did? He went back and asked for the $65 million jet again. They're unreal. Here, you know what? Let me skip to graphic 47 for a second, because I want to read to you the very last sentence in when they asked for the jet again. This is Dollar now. By the way, his last name is Dollar. He named himself Creflo Dollar. Anyway, we the World Changers family so value the lives, the safety, and the well-being of our pastors and leaders that we wish to provide to them the best air travel experience possible. I love that quote because they're not even pretending. They're not pretending it's for you, it's for the needy or anything. They're like, huh, how could a pastor of a mega church fly around with a tube full of demons? He's got to have the best possible jet. If he doesn't have a $65 million jet, how in the world is he supposed to talk to Jesus Christ? It doesn't matter where they're from. It's the bottom line is the only thing they care about, man. Ripping you off is the only thing they care about. But why does Creflo Dollar, hold on now, one more time. He named himself, that's not his given name. He named himself Creflo Dollar. What? If he gets this jet, you know what? He's just going to change his name to I Rip You Off. And you'll be like, oh, okay, great. Oh, man, that I Rip You Off preacher is awesome. Where do I send the money? Okay, now, why does he need a new jet? Because this is what happened to his old jet. Take a look at the tweet. Oops. I guess Jesus wasn't his co-pilot. Now, wait a minute. I thought the whole point of the jet was because Jesus was on your side. Why isn't Jesus looking out for that jet of yours? Huh? It's almost as if he wanted you to crash the jet because you're such a scam artist ripping off all the people who came to church looking for salvation. And then you know what he did? Of course, Kreffler turned around, because this is all they do is lie. So he turned around and goes, oh, the jet crashed. By the way, nobody was hurt. The jet crashed because of the grace of God. Well, why? He's like, well, it crashed, but no one got hurt. I'm like, Lord Jesus, give me a new jet. Well, why didn't Jesus just not crash it in the first place? Don't ever send these guys money, man. The world's biggest scam artists. All right, I gotta go. Casper's coming next. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks for watching or listening to this free version of the Young Turks podcast. You know that the full show is at tytnetwork.com/join. If you become a member, you get the full show ad-free. We love you for watching or listening. Either way, there's going to be a new free podcast tomorrow. You can keep on doing that. But if you want to get the full show ad-free, tytnetwork.com/join. Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Young Turks. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, Cenk Uygur, and I'll see you soon.